You're listening to a 9to5.cc podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome to Go Plug Yourself. We've been talking to awesome people in Montreal since 2011. Just a friendly reminder that if you're going to be buying anything on Amazon.com, Amazon.ca, or Zazzle.com, go to 9to5.cc first and click the links at the bottom or in the sidebar so that we get a bit of that money. Also follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and enjoy the show.
Go plug yourself. You plug in mother plugger. Go plug yourself.
Honest to goodness comics?
Yeah.
I don't know. You tell me.
It's been a while.
Massimo, I think. It was Massimo's going away episode was
recording?
The last comic.
We're recording, aren't we?
Yeah, we absolutely are.
Fuck.
Yeah, I think it was Massimo's going away episode was the last time we had comics
on.
Yeah,
we usually, we've had some pretty high profile people on, like Massimo.
Did he have like a million going away podcasts?
No.
Like he had shows in the city?
He had less going away podcasts than he had shows, I'm sure. I think he did us and Assange.
Well, he didn't have like a Patrick Hakim number of going away shows. So
I don't know. His going away shows were like in July, and he left like mid September.
You know what? To be fair to Massimo, though, I think that's because like his schedule got
He had like a movie he had to be shooting or something like that.
But didn't we? Yeah, I think we got an actual one. Like he was like, I'm leaving on Thursday, and he left on Thursday. Like
we got it. We were the real one. We were the real.
We were the real Massimo. Going.
So you guys are on the. What's come to be known as the Goodbye Massimo podcast.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Today's guests.
No, but that was actually pretty great because we had the going away episode for like Mo Aurora right before. So you guys don't know this, but you're about to leave town.
You guys are about to be done.
I knew. You're
that.
About to be kicked out of Montreal. And while there's just PS people on the podcast, he convinces them to leave, and then he's going to be the last comic standing.
Right.
That's how it goes. Or who's the guest, Walter?
Today we have two guests on. We have a full house today. This is the maximum amount of guests we could possibly have without
buying new mics.
Drastically altering our setup here. We have
really
on
just buying a new mic.
Fresh-faced, young, upstart, greenhorn comics.
I was hoping it would get weirder.
Daniel Caron and I want to say Scott Carter. Scott.
You have most of it.
Scott. Daniel Caron.
I'm Daniel Caron. Thanks for having
and
me.
Scott Carter. How you guys doing?
I'm good.
I'm great.
Are you guys happy? Are you guys happy?
Who wrote Ender's Game?
Ender's Game. Orson Scott Card.
Have people been calling
Orson Scott Carter?
I wish. Oh man. That's
or
such
OSC.
A name.
OSC Scott when you would hit the club.
Scott Farter.
Scott Farter.
People don't actually call you that, do you? I mean, do they?
Microphones, they confuse
Scott
me.
Scott Farter.
Sorry, it bends. You can bend it.
You actually sort of like just interlace the microphone through
weave
the beer.
Weave it into your beer. Artisanally.
Weave the microphone.
I wish this was actually like a bit I'm doing right now where I just can't get the microphone to move closer to
my mouth. I
swear to
God,
you really can't. Walter, do you want to help him out?
There we go. That's right on my mouth.
49 episodes, and I swear to God, there's been just 48, 49 instances of the mic on air, on the show, explaining to people.
So why?
Fiddling with the mic.
Walter. Real quick, before we start to just shoot the shit with these guys, why are they
start?
Here?
Why are they here?
Yeah.
Why I'd like to know
why
that as well.
Would they be anywhere else? That's what I want.
I don't know. You invited them. I mean, these are you like, I got these two guys.
I got a get. I said I got a big get this week. I got Caron and Carter in the same place at one. Is it Caron, by the way? Is that like...
Yeah.
Because like, I think stand-ups like, a lot of times deal with like the way that most people come to be comfortable with pronouncing their last name as opposed to how their last name is actually pronounced. So is like, have you always said it that way, Caron?
Caron, yeah. I think I pronounce my name, I have like a nasally, I say Daniel Caron. I like how other people
pretty
pronounce my name
it.
Much better than
and
I
what,
pronounce
what's,
it.
What's the derivation of that?
You from Canada?
I believe it's Russian, like shortened from
Karinsky,
Karininsky
Karinov?
Or something. And then
Karinov sounds better.
Karinov.
Karinovsky. Coke. Hey-o.
That was very nice.
Yeah, if you guys can't see this, but I just punched Keith in the mouth.
Oh God.
That's what I was saying. It's
and
really
Carter,
nice.
I believe, is a derivation of Karturov.
Yes.
Right. Carter is a derivation of Gary Carter, great Montreal Expos player, who turned out to be a douchebag in the end.
Really?
He has like a million fields named after him, though.
Yeah, I know, but dude, I don't know if you
like
know
every
that.
Baseball field in the city's Gary Carter Memorial Park.
I don't know if you know the Gary.
Where are you getting this that he's a douchebag?
Here, because
are we really? Why are we doing this?
Here
now?
It is. We're going to shit on Gary Carter.
Call out fucking like Expos. Like, what are you doing?
Gary Carter is a douchebag because
I'm absolving myself of this anecdote.
Even though all his major records and major fame happened with the Expos, he asked to be put into the Hall of Fame wearing the fucking another team's hat that he spent with a year or two.
Such is his prerogative.
Yes. No, actually, it's not.
As an amazing baseball player.
As a result of that incident, because the Hall of Fame was like, but you're being inducted because of your achievements with the Expos. You're not being inducted with your... He's like, yeah, but they were really good to me in my twilight years as a baseball player. I'm like, no, fuck you, Gary Carter. Like, he's like, if you only played there, you wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. You get to be in the Hall of Fame for the Expos.
We're going to cut all this out in post.
Well, to be fair, I mean, there is no Montreal team right now. I
and
think
has a point.
Yeah. It does make sense of like...
you want to attribute yourself to a phantom
but
fan
I,
team?
I also disagree. Now, even though I said it, I disagree
yeah,
with
I'm not
what
saying
I said.
I'm not saying that he has no argument. Like, he has an argument.
Yeah.
But just fuck him, because he should be in there as an Expo. Like, it's fucking stupid. Anyway, they took that away. The players no longer get to decide.
Just like they took the Expos away.
Exactly. They took away Gary Carter's ability to put which hat he is in the Hall of Fame.
Is
wearing.
Pedro Martinez in the Hall of Fame with
not
Boston
yet.
Or Montreal?
He will
not
be.
Yet.
He
How is Martinez not in the Hall of Fame?
Well, he retired like last year.
Yeah, there's a
so there's like a 5 year waiting
again,
period. I think.
How is he not in the Hall of Fame?
There's a 5 year waiting period. I think it is before you can be like voted on the first ballot.
Now, yeah. See, Scott actually knows what he's talking about here because I believe you did play
baseball
for quite a while.
Yeah, off and on. Growing
but they,
up,
but do they ever waive it?
Bit.
Does Pardon? The MLB ever waive it?
No.
Really? Because the NHL waived it when they were like Gretzky in the Hall of Fame.
But he's never been a baseball player like that. Like
Who,
other
Gretzky?
Than, yeah, like Wayne
but
Gretzky.
But you don't think like McGuire?
I
would. I feel like Mark McGuire.
Oh, he'll never get in.
But I'm saying
he might get in just in pity and like his 15th
But I'm just
season.
Saying, but like, but if he never, if he wasn't caught guilty of like doing whatever, you were like, he fucking
was he actually caught guilty?
He wasn't like as good as other baseball players either. Like,
I mean,
he just
hit
had a couple really great years.
Yeah, home runs. But I don't. I feel like he wasn't.
The rest of his game was terrible.
Yeah.
So there's been no standout.
AKA the pre-steroid period.
Yeah, sure. Like, I'm thinking of it.
Hey,
like,
he was awesome before, you know, people realized that people were taking steroids.
Who? Okay, in the cartoon show of the 90s.
Here we go.
All-Stars?
Who was the baseball player?
The hell is All-Stars?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they had Jordan for basketball.
I think it was Jose Canseco.
Oh, God.
Really?
If the listeners have no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
Noted MMA fighter Jose Canseco?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It was Gretzky
like, noted asshole Jose Canseco. The guy's, like, the world's biggest prick.
Or maybe it was just, what's his fucking name?
It was Gretzky Jordan. No, it was Bo Jackson.
Yeah, but Bo Jackson was just, like, baseball and football.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Bo knows
Twofer. You're just like, it was Bo for baseball. If you guys don't know what you're talking about,
no one knows what we're talking about.
Yeah, I do. There was a 90s cartoon. There was a 90s cartoon where there were three, maybe four. I know Gretzky and Jordan are the only ones I remember for sure.
I know Bo was in it.
So if Bo was in it, I feel like...
I don't
like
know who that is.
Bo Jackson played.
Crossover athlete.
Yeah, he was a baseball and football player.
And successful
really,
in both,
eh?
Unlike Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Deion Sanders
I was about to say,
Deion
Sanders, Neon Deion.
And what's
didn't
his...
He do, didn't he have the trifecta going on?
No, just baseball and football for Neon Deion for prime time.
And then Jerry Rice, right? Football and Dancing with the Stars.
There you go. Very good.
Right?
There it is.
Crossover.
Dance. Yes.
All those hockey players that are figure skaters
oh,
on
God.
That
that's
Battle
the most
of the
That's the same sport. That technically counts as the same sport.
Are you fucking retarded?
They're both on ice.
Wow. Holy shit, you're
I don't
an
think
idiot.
There's as much of a distinction between...
So you're figures, saying, that, figure, you're saying that crossing the street and being an Olympic sprinter is the same sport because they're both using your feet walking.
I don't
pretty
feel
much.
That fair.
I think
they're the same. That's fucking stupid, Walter.
So, today's guest, along with being two people in the stand-up comedy scene that I legitimately enjoy speaking with out off of the stage, outside of... stand-up comedy that I'm okay with looking at me. We'll put it that way.
Right.
That
I've been looking at you this whole time.
They're good. They're good chaps.
I'm taking my eyes
off.
They're
a couple good cards, a couple good hired hands, good guys all around.
Are you? Is this a trial period? Are you like? Are you going to pick one of them to bring under your wing on the basis of this podcast?
I might offer a spot right at the end.
Oh shit!
I'll respectfully bow out right now. I'll give it to Scott.
So these guys, Scott and Daniel, are going to be on the fourth annual, guys. It's the fourth time this is happening.
That's genuinely impressive.
The fourth annual.
So that's 4 years, right?
4 years, that's okay. Right, yeah. I've actually been doing stand-up for 12 years. And over that time, this is I've done a comedy show at the Wheel Club three times before this. So this is the, fourth holiday annual consecutive Wheel Club comedy show.
Pretty bad at sentences.
That was terrible. That was awful. There's a Christmas comedy show that I've done at the Wheel Club.
He still hasn't really gotten to the point.
In NDG. And this year, these guys are both on it. And I'm happy that you guys are here right now. And I'm happy that you guys are both on the show.
Aww.
I'm happy as well. Thank you.
So this is Go Plug Walter's comedy show with comedians who didn't know that this was about plugging your comedy
show. So with that being said, guys.
Hey, it's my comedy
show,
too.
A plug away. I just wave my hands. I just wave my hands in a sort of...
Sure.
You heard the whooshing of the air as your hands went by the mic.
I'll play. It's the fourth annual.
Floor's yours.
How were the first three? Were they all successful?
They were amazing. Like, I'm going to say this, like, I don't really give a shit.
Right.
But I really, like, Walter used to put on these shows.
About the homeless?
About the holidays?
Both.
About the homeless holidays?
About the homeless holidays. They have a special calendar of holidays that are only for the homeless people. It's every day. They don't go into work ever.
Yeah.
No. Walter.
The word off on every day.
Exactly. Circled like three times. Walter used to have a bunch of shows at the Wheel Club.
I did about like for a couple years there, for about a year and a half. I was doing them like four times a year.
Yeah, exactly. Which I really liked because I literally need to walk like around a corner and through an alley, and I'm at the Wheel Club.
Right.
So I was really excited when he was doing these, and then they became less often, but he kept the holiday ones.
Yeah.
And the holiday ones are like a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Christmas, Yom Kippur.
Yeah. Bring your. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you guys conveniently happen sort of around the same time.
If you guys want a fun.
Yom Kippur is April, I think.
You're right. That's like in September, right?
It's New Year.
Either April or September. One of
Jewish
the two.
Jewish New Year.
No, wait, no.
Daniel. Passover's
New Year. I don't know if we actually know anything about Yom
Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is Jewish New Year.
Yeah, that's
the
Rosh
Hashanah.
I feel Daniel might actually be able to help us here. Daniel,
I could.
Can you please actually just tell us why we're being wrong here?
Oh boy, I wish I could. Rosh Hashanah is
the New Year.
Jewish New Year.
Yeah.
And that's when you say Shana Tova, which means Happy New Year.
And what traditionally, sort of time of year is that around?
You know?
The New
I
Year.
Don't.
I know there's one
know
thing in like
exactly.
September.
I think Passover's April.
Yep.
Yeah.
Passover is absolutely April.
And then Rosh Hashanah, let's just say, let's
like
throw
September.
Out a month.
September 13th.
September.
There you go. Thank you.
That's near my birthday. September 12th, my birthday.
I have a really weird theory that Yom Kippur like floats around.
Happy
Yom Kippur floats
Jewish.
Around just like when they get thank together, you. They decide a day that they all want off.
Who's they? What do you mean they all?
The Jews.
Okay.
And then it
floats.
Oh, it's
going to be that kind of podcast, eh?
No, I'm not even trying to say this is racist. I'm saying this is an amazing idea. If you had a group of people and you had a floating holiday, we could all get together and be like, hey, guys, you want to have a long weekend in March? Sure. March 7th is our holiday.
It's a holy day. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Last
year you said that holiday was in September. It changes.
It changes.
From your ambiguity or like your vagueness regarding those dates, should I take it that... Even like your family wasn't particularly observant, or
no,
not much.
See, it's weird. My dad is Jewish.
Because like I didn't even know you were Jewish until at one point you mentioned it, and it was like, I know it's not like your
I'm
actor.
I'm not really, you know.
I know
I'm not really
like, at
anything.
At one point, you sort of threw it out there. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. But not really so much with the holidays.
No, I'm Jewish enough to get slightly offended when people make Jew jokes. Just slightly.
Just a little bit.
And that's the extent of my Jewishness, really.
What? I don't know. You do wear toots all the time, which are kind of like...
Tiny little toots.
Just a bit of the top of your head.
Here's the thing that this blows my mind, is just about Judaism as a culture and a religion. Is I find that
Keith's
like
a Jehovah's Witness, by the way.
I was raised
before Keith goes any further about what blows his mind about Judaism, Keith is in fact was raised as a Jehovah's Witness. Right.
So
let's
any
just,
holiday,
let's just get that
is.
Out of the way. And Keith, go on now.
Okay. So Judaism as a culture and a religion. Like, at what point does it stop? Like. Not to be like
death.
We need,
I think.
No, but like, we need to like draw a line. But it's just sort of like.
But is it really
like,
the
so
end?
Weird to be like you're like. Like, a lot of people will be like, oh, I'm Jewish. You're like, yeah, but where are you from? And they're like, I'm Russian. But it's like, a lot of Jews don't practice But they still identify as Judaism, but it's weird. It's like
it's like any other religion. I mean, I know a lot of people who said, you know, if you ask them what religion they were, they'd say, I guess I'm, you know, Catholic, but I don't really give a damn, but technically I'm Catholic.
Like, I've heard people be like, I'm Jewish, but I'm an atheist. And I'm like, but then you're not Jewish. You're just a,
right.
Like...
I think they, you know, I think the reason that they would say that is because they were forced into Passover Seders, and, you know, it's like, I feel kind of Jewish because I know that culture, and...
But did you do, like, 8 days of Hanukkah and all that stuff, or...?
We actually only did 6 days of Hanukkah. No, no, that's not true, sorry.
Walter's eyes got really wide.
Yeah. I was like, first time, like, did I fuck up just now? Did I screw that up?
Really mad.
No, Passover's my... Passover, I think, is the greatest holiday
What's cool about Passover?
Why?
Because it has everything that you want in
a
food? A delicious giant meal. Like, many course meal. You get
bitter herbs.
You get a tiny bit of the religious stuff if you need the traditional reading of the
lamb?
The Haggadah.
Like if your faith can is empty,
if you want
it
some
gets
of,
a little filled
exactly.
up.
Exactly, and then you also get like you hide matzah at a certain point, and then you get
what?
To
you hide the matzah.
Yeah, the afikoman, and so the like adult hides it, and then the kids go looking for it, and whoever finds it gets like you know $5 or whatever.
Easter egg hunt.
Guys, yeah. I'm the best at finding the afikoman. No, it's just that's what I think is the best. You know, especially my family. You know, during
the Passover is like a weird thing to celebrate, really.
Yeah, like, yeah, passing
cause
over
just,
death.
Because you're just sort of sitting there, like we're all celebrating and having this dinner. Now imagine it was 2,000
years ago.
Well, you're
not passing over death,
and all of the Egyptian firstborns.
You're
were being slaughtered in the houses next door.
Yeah.
We're still having this party, but imagine the Egyptian firstborns getting murdered.
Yeah, but you know what? Fuck
Why?
Egyptians.
Well, that's a detail. It's all about, hey, we're out of it. You know.
Scott, were you brought up with any kind of religious bent? Or?
No.
None whatsoever?
I think my mom took me to church a couple times,
and then we fell asleep. Was it like a Catholic deal?
Together?
Like, just like family, we just had like a good nap.
Was it Catholic, Protestant, or...
It's hard
well,
to tell
I
when
remember
you're a kid.
It was comfortable. I
was the
know.
Man wearing pants
I think
or a robe?
Episcopalian. I just wrote a denomination there.
Scott, you were born and raised in
pants
the West
or a
Coast
robe.
In
Kelowna.
Kelowna.
Actually, the most churches per capita in North America.
No shit.
Yeah.
And Daniel,
highest
raised
crime per capita
in
Canada.
Here?
Also
born and
Is
raised
that
in Montreal.
The most churches.
I always heard
maybe
Kelowna
jacked it up.
You know, where you're getting that from, though, is Mark Twain.
They call it the City of a Thousand Steeples.
Mark Twain once said of Montreal that it's the only city where you can't throw a rock without breaking a church window.
It's also been referred to as the City of a Thousand Steeples by someone else.
He probably should have said a stained glass window. Right?
Stained glass
did,
or
churches?
I probably, you know, he probably did say that. I'm probably not doing justice to Mark Twain.
Why was he throwing rocks?
I don't know.
Mark Twain threw...
Whether or not there's churches around, just,
have you seen
just
Montreal,
walk
man?
Around
Can't
enjoy
what's... Can't throw a motherfucking rock. Hey, motherfucking church window. Fucking stupid.
Mark and West. When you throw as many rocks as I do, which is a lot, because mm-hmm. I'm Mark Twain.
Y'all don't throw rocks? Yeah. I throw rocks every time I see one.
Right. And you'd end up hitting a lot of churches, a lot of church windows.
That's true.
Especially
that's
if he grew up in Kelowna, then moved to Montreal. Like, he's just been hitting churches his whole life.
What about you, Walter? Are you were you brought up with a religion?
Sikh, yeah.
Sikh?
I know you'd think that. No, Roman Catholicism.
Because you just said it.
For the most part, and which is kind of hard to escape here. What part of town did you grow up in, Daniel?
NDG, Notre Dame de Grasse, basically.
What kind of elementary school did you go to? Like,
I went to Willingdon. It was a very English kind of
was
you know
that a private school or
no. What I went to both elementary school and high school. Were pretty ethnically mixed.
What school board was that in?
If you get my the EMSB.
Yeah, okay.
English
See,
Montreal
like, okay,
School
here's
Board.
Here's the deal: like in the within the well
ESBM.
ESBM.
English School Board of Montreal.
EMSB.
Whatever. When we, this is crazy.
Jeez.
How old are? No, you don't even grow up here. Shit. Yeah. Did you? You had fucking linguistic school boards, eh?
I had religiously divided school boards until basically 99, 2000.
Yeah, exactly. Because I graduated 2000.
Quebec's so progressive.
Yeah, I know.
Not at all.
No,
yeah,
but that was the craziest fucking part because
the public schools were like the public schools,
the
public
Protestant
grade
school boards and Catholic school
were Catholic schools. Like it was like there was a Catholic curriculum.
Right.
No, but you could have Protestant school boards.
Yeah, but
and
I was not. I was in the Catholic school
obviously
board.
Obviously, you were.
Yeah.
Did you have to like?
So I grew up in the East End with like a million fucking Italians, and
right,
like, And I'm actually, and you know, I'm sort of kind of half Italian myself.
Sort of kind of?
Sort of. I'm also half, the other side of my family is Italian.
Yeah. So, but like, and because the other, like, so my mom's like from an Italian family. My dad's from like a French, Irish, Scottish family. So there was no escaping Roman Catholicism.
Right.
Except for maybe the Scottish part. But
yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So there was like the whole church thing, you know, baptism, communion, confirmation, and all that shit. But,
right.
I found out recently that my brother was baptized, but my parents didn't bother to get me baptized.
You dodged a bullet there, Scott.
I know. This is really crazy. Okay.
If there is, like, a Christian heaven, I'm fucked.
Yeah, your soul is not protected,
eh?
Friends, brother's going, I'm not. Fuck that.
Yeah, Walter's going
to
be there.
Think of it this way. If you get baptized and then lead a shitty life, you're guaranteed to go to hell. Whereas I feel if you don't get baptized and lead a shitty life, you just got limbo to deal with.
Wait,
that's my understanding.
Baptisms are only in Catholicism, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, then I was going to Catholic church.
No. Well, there's the Baptists.
Oh, yeah, but there are the Baptists.
That's, you know, that forgiving.
Like John.
If I can get.
He's out of his mind.
That was, I think, the minute I was, like, an atheist happened, like, a long time ago, when I realized, and I'm sorry, I'm sure you've all heard this before, it's not, like, anything so profound, but, like, where you could, like, murder somebody, and then on your deathbed, like, ask for forgiveness, and then you go to
it's
heaven,
kind of the best.
And then if you're, like, a gay guy, and you live, like, a good, happy gay life, and then you die, you can't go to heaven. I think I was, like, 9 or something, and I was like, that's nonsense, and that's what started the whole forgiving.
Also, any unbaptized
asking
children.
For forgiving. Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's stupid.
Also burning eternal.
Well, hey, I love all these traditions.
Exactly. My biggest issue with Christianity, on the whole, is the existence of hell. Because you're like, oh, I'm this omnipotent being capable of eternal love, but if you fuck up for a 60-year period of time, eternal damnation.
Yeah.
I'm like, really? You're the super powerful fucking space wizard, like. Why would you punish someone forever for fucking up such a teeny tiny period of time? Like, the universe is billions of years old. You fucked up 60 years? Burning forever.
This is our training session, our like, probationary period of...
Yeah,
of
exactly. Like, you have 50 to... Like, well, let's say, like, nowadays, 60 to 90 years to figure out if you get to be happy forever or tortured forever.
Plus, as a kid,
I can't believe that I listened to that whole thing and didn't pick up with the fact that he thought 60 was, like, a full life.
I did, like, a lot of drugs in my 60, early 20s, guys.
Like 60 shitty years. Yeah.
Yeah, normal time to die for anybody. My parents should be dead, apparently.
My parents are in their late 60s. I'm just waiting for them to go.
Guys, let's open the floor to you guys. What do you guys got going on? What are you doing? How's it going?
They just got invited on the hottest podcast.
Who are you wearing?
City,
I'm wearing Walmart clothes, I believe. This is a Walmart sweater.
You haven't made the upgrade to Target?
No, you know, I've never been. I like to call it Tarjay. I have not been yet. But what's going on with me? No, I have
Scott
my...
showed up. Scott showed up not wearing a coat.
Yeah, and a bit. I think I'm actually wearing 3 different layers of Obey clothes.
But you're feeling pretty good? You're not too cold out there?
No, it's other than my feet. I'm wearing,
like,
canvas shoes.
What blew my mind is that you came in and it was like, oh, it's 2 sweater weather. But then you didn't take any of them off, so...
No, in here it's 2 sweater weather, too. Everywhere
is weather,
2 sweater,
sweater
yeah.
weather.
Yeah, I could be in, like, Hawaii right now. I'd be wearing 2 sweaters.
2 sweater.
And a toque.
2 sweater
and
weather.
Toque, yeah. And your feet,
like,
would still be cold.
Yeah, I'd be like, fuck, my feet are cold.
When's the last time someone's seen your bare chest, Scott?
Seen my bare chest?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
I don't know.
A really good this question. Like,
bring someone home, gets real hot and heavy. You're like, and you're like, things are heating up. You're like, 1 sweater. You're like, that's as far as it goes.
A little bit more comfortable.
Clinton was in power.
Clinton years. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good time for 1 sweater.
It was
or bare chest. Bare chest.
That was bare chest weather the last time I saw it. It was,
hey, Scott,
the good years.
That sweater looks real good. Looking better, crumpled up on my bedroom floor.
My chest is starting to look more and more like a sweater too. So. It's nice almost shirt. 3 sweater weather.
Bonus sweater.
Yeah. Keith has seen me without a shirt on. I have very little body hair.
It's super weird. Considering the amount of hair that's on his head and face. He has, like, a few wispy curls around his nips.
I saw Brad McDonald's chest. He's got, like, 3 chest hairs.
I have a shockingly
well, I don't even know if Walter even has any hair between his pecs.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing. It's just right around the nips.
Oh, yeah. The nipple hair is so beautiful. Especially when it gets long and scraggly.
That's what I got going, basically. Yeah.
Like little fur pasties?
Pasties.
Pasties?
Yeah.
It's really nice when you go into like a hot tub or something like that, and then you stand up and you've just got like really long nipple hair dangling down to your
little dreadlocks. Yeah, it's nice.
You're like, oh, I gotta probably cut those off or something.
Do you ever think of trimming them, Walter?
No.
They're a part of you.
I wanted to encourage the rest of my chest to grow hair.
Yeah. Take the lead of your nipple hair.
They might be like grass. It grows in like stolons and.
We should mention here that both Scott and Daniel have rather lush beards in their own right. Scott's got sort of like a full kind of beard going on. Daniel's got a sort of a trim deal sort of happening here.
I trimmed it for the old November thing, but I'm gonna catch up to Scott pretty soon.
Now, Scott, I feel that when I first got to know you on the scene here, you sort of had like a trim kind of
probably
a trim beard. Or and I remember one point you showed up and you had no beard and like you and it freaked the shit out of me.
Yeah, it freaked out a lot of people to the point that I had to grow my beard back.
Is it a fast growing beard?
Very. Like I cut this down like to the skin like a month ago.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Like I didn't shave it, but like down but, like, as yeah, far yeah, as yeah, scissors yeah. will get.
That's just a month.
By the way, I have to cut with scissors because I don't own an electric razor, and also I can't cut it off right now because my sink at home is plugged.
Scott is literally fulfilling every single stereotype about British Columbia that I've had in my head.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, oh,
I don't own an electric razor. I only have scissors. I don't wear a coat. I wear sweaters. Hey. I have a beard.
British Columbia.
Like, today I was like, I forgot that I was doing this because I smoke a lot of pot.
There you go.
And I woke up at like 2:30 in the afternoon to your message and I'm like, oh shit, this is going to cut into my smoking weed and laying down time. Because I'm unemployed.
You see, I've recently been toying with the idea of a full on just ditching my day job and pursuing
unemployment
stand up exclusively. So it's these kind of anecdotes that really kind of encourage me to go that route. Yeah. I gotta say,
it was awesome. How long can I ask? How long, Walter, have you been doing stand up? How long would you say you've been doing
12
it?
12 years.
No,
oh yeah, you did say 12. right.
We want to keep continuity together.
Years. Right.
4.5 years, coming up on 5, I guess.
Really?
I feel a little longer.
You thought longer?
I thought longer because I thought that. How long ago did you meet Raz?
I started before going out with Catherine.
Yeah, and how long ago did you go out with Catherine?
I mean. Come March, that'll be our 4-year anniversary, I guess.
Okay.
And I started actively doing stand-up in the June before I met her. So that's like...
Almost a full... So you're coming up on 5 years. So you're 4.5, yeah.
That's
exactly
years.
What I said.
Okay. Whatever.
Right.
4.5. Could not be clearer. June to December.
Yeah.
6 months.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Right.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Felt longer.
So, yeah. Support. And you guys, how long have you guys been doing this nonsense?
Like 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's hard to say. The first time I ever did it, I was like 17 and terrified and went to like the comedy works. I'm 24 years old.
You're 24? No shit. Really?
I am.
Scott?
What, my age?
Yes.
I'm 28.
Answer any question you want to answer.
My first time
more pot, please.
Was when I was like 18. So
really?
Yeah, and I did it for like a concert. I just opened for a band.
How'd that happen?
British Columbia is crazy.
My friend was running a show, or like putting on a show, like a Ben Sinister show,
you're
if you remember that Canadian band.
In your life? Would you like to do this?
Yep. Yeah, I was like, I think I could do stand-up. And he's like, yeah, you can probably, you want to do a show to open for my set? I'm like, yeah, for sure I do. And then I really wound up having to do that. And
how'd that work out?
Really well. I killed. And then I subsequently
killed it
on stage every time after when I was 19 and gave it up, or 18, or however old I was. Since
maybe because you thought about it. Like, you didn't really think about it the first time?
Well, I thought it was so easy after the first time, because it was like all my friends laughing at my jokes, and then I went and did it other places, weren't my friends laughing at my jokes, and then I was like, well, this sucks. Maybe I'd have to actually put in work to this. I give up. And then I did.
Yeah, you absolutely have to get work before you give up.
Then you came back?
And then I came back.
Triumphant return.
Yeah. With a blaze.
No,
really, I blazed
there.
The whole time.
But you guys are really, like, sort of giving this your all.
Yeah.
Daniel, you've got the show at the Shaika Cafe going with Chris Sandiford,
mm-hmm.
which has been, you just recently celebrated
fantastic.
Your 6-month anniversary?
Yeah. Yeah, it's our 28th week next week.
I can't imagine doing anything weekly. That horrifies.
That's one of the selling points of this podcast. I was like, do you want to do podcasts? He's like, no. I'm like, every other week. He's like, maybe.
Is that we had that conversation at some point?
Probably. I feel like might have been drinking in Girouard Park.
I don't think I would agree to do something weekly.
I feel like we were drunk in Girouard
Park. It's right across the street from Girouard Park.
Shake a Cafe! Hey.
So that show is really I've seen a lot of sort of satellite shows as they're sometimes referred to.
What's a satellite show?
I don't know what that means.
I was like, because it sounds like your show is about space.
Yeah, well, it is.
It's apparently a show outside of the sphere of comedy clubs.
So there was this period apparently no longer than 5 or 6 years ago where basically there were no comedy shows whatsoever.
Right.
Apart from the shit you find at clubs or...
They were not... They're parts of...
Sanctioned comedy
places
shows,
that were not at comedy blank.
Exactly.
Either Comedy Cellar, Comedy Nest,
so
Comedy
shows
Works,
the clubs,
Comedy...
And there was sanctioned comedy shows, but apart from that...
The Laugh Factory.
Apparently 5, 6 years ago, you wouldn't find any of these little rooms that people run. And I think a lot of that came out of following when Joey Lyes started offering his... comedy workshop courses. None of you guys did that, right?
No.
I actually did the first one. I was in the
inaugural
class.
Inaugural one that he did.
How was
it? X-Men first class?
I certainly got something out of it. He doesn't I refer to that group as when he still cared about the program.
Ouch.
Joey's been a guest on.
It's Joey Elias, friend of the podcast.
Friend of the
been
podcast,
on the
Joey
show.
Yeah.
Walter now shitting on Joey Elias' comedy program.
I think Joey Elias
I'm not shitting on him. I kid, of course. But I think really before that...
If you want a real fun time, go back and listen to that episode.
Yeah, there weren't a lot of these satellite rooms. And I think following that, a lot of people sort of took it upon themselves to sort of do these little rooms here and there.
Right.
I see a lot of them come and go. And I think the Shaika one... Yeah. What you and Chris have going at Shaika, I think is pretty awesome.
I think that's a...
Well, thank you. Yeah.
It's such a nice show.
I appreciate that.
When
sorry?
Is it every Thursday? Every
it's
Tuesday.
Every Tuesday at 9 p.m. And, it's going well. No problem. Hey, it's one of the two.
It's like tea day.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I think the trick is just, we just show up every week. And I think, it's a small cafe and there's, I'd say, safely, 8 to 12 people that come every week. Basically, for the show,
and
that's enough to keep
there.
A show going.
That's like our
listenership
in this podcast.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's why it's enough to kind of have a show every week, and I think we've gotten better, and we've gotten weirder, and there's, we do theme nights.
I every time I'm there, there's 20, 25 people at least. Sometimes
it's a nice little...
Some of them are there to see the show. Some of them are there to listen to headphones and work on their.
Well, let's use last night as an example.
Last night, I was about to say.
Yeah. So last night, so I was
2 nights ago in podcast world.
Sure, why not? I was on the show last night, not as the feature act, just as a regular.
Not as the we shake it up.
And
you shake it up.
There's people there.
Thank you. Gave me such a devilish grin there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Claude, we're shaking it up.
Walter, go on.
So there's a whole bunch of peeps in the Shaika thing that were studying for exams, final exam season and whatnot. And despite that, though, there's a bunch of people that were super attentive to the comedy.
Yeah.
I'm sure we were forcing a bunch of summer school there.
I think there's everyone that's there to work on school shit, they seem to just start... listening to the comedy instead.
Yeah. I came to the coffee shop for no distractions, and now there's all these hilarious distractions.
But it's such a nice break from doing your studying or writing a paper or finishing that screenplay.
Yeah, I mean, Chris
Montreal.
And I go up first every week, and we do that so that, people... We totally know that there's at least 4 people that are going to pack up their stuff and go during our little introduction thing.
Yeah,
but the greatest is when people look up.
You guys
and
are getting regulars.
We do have regulars. I know we have fans. I like to call them fans
of me just from your show.
I know it's really nice. I think it's because we don't do any material. Or when I say that, Chris just kind of he always just talks
Chris
and ends up
Chris
being
does,
yeah. And then I try to do something new every week, and
which is great.
We make it...
You two have, the best dynamic of two people I've seen, ever.
Ever?
Ever.
We're talking well, over Nichols and
speaking,
May.
Speaking as one part of the duo of Walter and Keith, go fuck yourself in the face.
But I appreciate that, and yeah, I'm really proud of the show.
You're
honestly.
Not going to defend me, Walter?
I like it a lot. No.
No, Dan and Chris are very good together.
I'm going to not be the heel for one episode.
No, I know, but these are like your friends.
What are we talking to, Adam Ryder here?
Exactly, these are your buddies. You, usually Walter does a heel turn at some point and just shits all over the guest.
Yeah, this has happened on more than one occasion.
Oh, that's
absolutely.
Cool. I'm used to getting shit on.
Figuratively, or, anyway.
Whatever.
So we mentioned the Ladies and Gentlemen show that Dan's got going with Chris. Scott, what do you have coming up that you're like particularly looking forward to, apart from the Wheel Club show next Thursday?
Well, I'm in the new year. I start running the Burritoville show.
That's great.
With Sean Stenhouse.
That's very great.
And
so is Morgan not involved at all anymore?
No, he's done.
He's bowing out
after next week. He's done doing that show, and then it's me and Sean's show.
So we're talking about the Wednesdays here.
Yep.
Shut up and
that's
laugh.
A big
shut up
deal.
And laugh
I mean,
at Burritoville at 8:30 that starts at 9 always. But that's going to be mine. I think last night I just got told that I was added to their Young Guns of Comedy show.
Very cool, man.
Bang, bang.
I'm going to be on that as well.
At the Comedy Nest.
Doing, yeah.
Oh, congratulations. That's
not
amazing.
A satellite show, I just learned.
No, that's a club show. That's four shows that I got.
I just learned the difference.
Grounded. What's the opposite of a satellite show?
Here's my question.
Don't use your space material.
Once you and Sean are fully in control of that Wednesday, can I be on the inaugural show?
Yep.
Yes, all right. Very good.
Done.
Yeah, and this podcast has been worth it.
Walter likes to pad his CV with inaugural as much as possible. Yeah. He's like, I was at the inaugural this and inaugural Elias thing.
You're going to be on the inaugural show that sinks the entirety of Burritoville.
Can I be the feature act?
Sure.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. All right. Both of my contractual obligations fulfilled. Nice.
I hope
you're
another feature act gets 7 to 10 minutes.
That's amazing.
Okay,
that's
sweet.
I don't ask for more than that.
I'll light you at 4.
But apart from that, apart from that, do you have anything else going on? Or?
Well, I'm unemployed, so that's pretty cool.
Looking around?
Yeah, I'm looking for jobs.
When was the last time you were employed?
A week ago.
What happened?
I got laid off because I worked at a golf course. Apparently, grass don't grow in the winter.
I was gonna be like, wait a second,
beans
like,
don't burn
but
on
like,
grill.
Did you just like keep coming in for like September, October, November, being like, hee hee hee, and finally your boss is like, how are you still here?
You were employed at a golf course up until early December.
Yep.
What were you doing?
Well, I mulched a lot of leaves. I did a lot of sod work. Did some irrigation work.
Wow.
Drove a lot of machinery.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
I'm surprised that it wasn't like August, and you're out.
Yeah.
You'll be back on their employ like in March, I think.
Yep.
Really.
Yeah.
Early March. What's the commute like? Where is this place?
It's in El Bazar.
Right. It's a hell of a commute.
Yeah, it's a nice 35-minute drive in the morning, hour drive in the afternoon.
How early do you have to get there? Like, basically, I'm just imagining.
I'm imagining
Bill Murray.
You start at 6.
Yeah, I wake up at like 4:45.
That's
so, like the sun cracks,
oh
like the dude's there.
Nuts.
Do you ever like rub your hand across the green and you're like, perfect?
Sometimes, yeah.
Nice.
Other than you know the assholes don't fix their ball marks, which drives me nuts. That's
ball marks being where you sort of
where
see
the
off.
Ball like comes into the air and drops onto the green and causes a divot, like a little indent into the ground. You're supposed to pop those up in the green.
But how would
that?
You
as a golfer are supposed to fix that? How do you fix that? What do you do?
You have a little ball mark tool where you just it's like a little fork that you stick into the ground and you pull up the soil.
Did not know that.
Yeah. I did not know that either.
You're learning
about golf.
The golf
Keith
game now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you anything else about golf. It's so goddamn boring.
No. I'm sure it's very exciting.
Golf or growing grass?
I feel that like my future as a potential businessman is greatly hampered by the fact that I find golf retarded.
Oh, you've always got squash.
I love,
every businessman plays squash.
I'm a big fan of
squash
and racquetball.
I find squash is super cool. Anything that involves
Hi-Li.
Oh.
Hi-Li?
I would absolutely
love
to play Hi-Li.
I'm not enough for Hi-Li.
But there's a mortality rate to Hi-Li, which I'm not so down with.
Yeah. You get like that cool scoop thing when Hi-Li.
But isn't that, aren't all those sports in a room?
Die.
They are in a room. Oh, a gym, I think, is the word you're looking for.
Yeah, but Hi-Li is like...
Hi-Li's an outdoor game.
Hi-Li has a mortality rate. I can't stress this enough.
No, it doesn't.
They
yeah,
whip
every
the ball,
good sport has
they
a
whip the ball
rate.
Hard enough, and it's a hard enough ball, that there's like a Hi-Li-related mortality rate. Like, not just like freakish accident, like skate hits a guy in the neck and he dies in hockey. Like, just playing the sport as it is meant to be played, people can die.
Keith, when's the last time somebody died playing Highline?
January this year.
Terrible.
If I could spell Highline, I would look it up in my phone.
J-A-I.
J-A-I.
I don't know the rest of it. L-I? I think it's an apostrophe L-I.
Yeah.
What a stupid name for a dangerous thing.
But yeah, the arm scoops I'm all about.
Yeah, it's so much cooler than like throwing a ball or having
kicking
a net
ball
on a stick.
Do you remember the scoop balls you had when you were a little kid, like the handle thing?
Yeah.
And I like was not a fan of those until I saw like footage of Highline and was like, whew, like twirled my arm as much as I could.
First time I saw it was in like a Jackass movie or show when they throwing oranges at a few of the people like lining up against a wall and
fucking
it was,
looks like it's sucks.
Yeah.
Like, and a highlight ball is fucking rock hard, so imagine how much that would suck getting hit on it.
We edging up on five?
What?
4 or 5 minutes away, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
What is...
40.
40?
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions you've always wanted to ask me, but...
Actually, for two people.
It's
we
the
could,
perfect
we could move
time now.
In. So do you want to cram anything in? So... Before we wrap the show in a segment that takes 15 to 20 minutes.
I see. At the very least.
Not even close to wrap. We're going to book your week next week. We're going to go Tuesday, Shaika.
Shaika.
Right?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen,
the
comedy show.
The last one of
the year? The last one of the year. It's our Christmas extravaganza.
Are you not doing a Christmas Eve show?
No, we're not doing a Christmas Eve or a
New Year's
Eve
show. Were you
no.
legitimately expecting a Christmas Eve show?
No, I was completely... I'm like, Tuesday this year, you've got two straight days where you can't have comedy shows.
And then Chris and I are going to be out of town for the first week of January, and then he's going to be out of town for the second, and I might not do a show by myself, so we might take 4 weeks
Walter,
off.
Walter, ask if you can host it.
Really?
Can I...
The inaugural... You mean
the
inaugural not having
but, all, but you know what? Why I can't though is because also on Tuesdays there's the Grumpy's open mic here. That's 10:30.
Right.
The last one of the year will also be next Tuesday.
Right.
Or this? Am I okay?
Yeah,
my
this coming
here?
Tuesday.
This is
coming
up
tomorrow.
Thursday? Okay, tomorrow. Really?
Yeah. This is
all
right. Up tomorrow.
So yeah. So next Tuesday.
It's like a circle
blog
fest.
The last, ladies and gentlemen. And the last Grumpy's Drop the Gloves open mics of the year. So that's, and then Wednesday, what should people do on Wednesday?
Wednesday, I guess
there,
you could go to Burritoville, but...
next Wednesday, do you know?
Next Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah, next Wednesday. I would imagine the last Burritoville of the year?
Yes. Because the next one would be the first.
And then is that going to be... When do you take over again?
The first, I think.
The first, there you go.
As far as I know.
You're doing one on January 1st?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
Scott
these
Carter
are,
fully on top of that situation, and
I'm
then on Thursday,
so.
And then on Thursday of next week, of course,
hilarious
is
holiday
the Hilarious Holiday Hoedown Volume 4, featuring Scott Carter, Daniel Caron, Chris Sandiford, Leland Beckman, aka Oral Turpitude, and headliner Mike Patterson. It's gonna be amazing. We're gonna get real drunk. We're gonna drink dirty
night.
Beer. I want you guys to get prepared for one of the worst hangovers you've ever had. By the way,
I've been
that's good.
Club.
I get to take a train the next morning to New York. So,
why are you going to New York the next morning?
Because my brother lives there, so I'm going
to spend the holidays with your brother. That's nice.
Wheel Club is a place you can buy beer in a bucket.
That won't give you the hangover. Because it's like bottled beer.
From bottled, stick to bottled beer.
We're going to drink the tap, too.
Taps.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have it. And pickled eggs. You guys like pickled eggs?
No, but I'll eat the
you
shit out
will.
Of them because they're probably free.
They got the best. They're not free.
No, they're a dollar.
Oh, god damn.
You put a whole
they're
lot of hot
dollar.
Sauce on it. Ooh.
Oh.
Are they not
a dollar?
I think they're a dollar.
I cannot imagine Bones popping back that many pickled eggs if they were a buck.
He ate like four.
Yeah, exactly. Can't imagine paying $4 for that experience.
Friend of the podcast and original podcast song contributor Bones Malone.
Bones Malone.
Once ate like four.
Four questions.
Eggs. So let's go into five question time.
Five questions. Three questions, which are the same question to every guest.
Oh.
Fourth question, which is a question from the previous guest. And the fifth question is the two of you are going to need to decide amongst yourselves what question you'd like to ask to the future guest.
I like these rules.
Right?
As do I.
First question, we're going to work left to right, then right to left.
Yeah, you guys, we'll let you guys each answer the question.
Sure.
First question to Scott.
Okay.
What was your favorite childhood plaything or toy?
Well, I had a blanket till I was like 28 that I slept with every night.
You're currently 28. Just
yeah.
Did you still have that blanket?
Yeah, its name's Blue. Guess what color it is.
Red.
Blue. It's blue.
Yeah.
I wasn't a creative child.
Kind of, I would imagine like a light blue at this point.
Like yes, yeah, very faded. Very faded. Also got so many holes in it and
almost
is actually
gray,
tangled into a knot at this point in time. It looks like a dog's chew toy.
You did chew it, right?
Yes, it's because I chew on it every night.
Remind me, you're not with a job at this point.
No. All right. No. Or a girlfriend too. Wonder why?
Nope.
Okay. I don't wonder why.
Same question or?
Same question.
I guess it's the same question, but maybe a good answer.
Oh. You know, I don't. Oh.
And the antagonism comes right out.
Yeah, the heel. You know, I was a big fan of like action figures. Any kind of, yeah.
Well,
I had wrestling action figures. Toy. I did a lot of like
favorite
fight.
Come on, the question was favorite.
Favorite.
God. Was the one action figure that rose above?
This was
all?
A long time
who won,
ago.
Who
you
won
know,
the fights all the time.
I had a Rhino from Spider-Man that I liked a lot.
And was he the good guy all of a sudden because you liked him?
He was, because he could stand on his own, you know, like some action figures, he didn't fall over. But he did have knees and, like, bendable arms. I still have, I kept, like, four or five of the action figures that are in a drawer. And I also have Kane action figure. I like, you know, I was a big fan of like flipping going
yeah, not the biblical Kane.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna be like I was like the murdering Abel.
I've got a murdering Abel action
nor
figure.
Is it the CSI Miami Kane. Like, yeah.
I was a big fan of action figures, yeah. Fighting
I got
and
it, I
big
got
jumps, like Crouching Tiger style jumps
yeah,
from
to,
like
yeah.
the lampshade to the curtain and that's what I did as a kid.
I had a friend who
you were born in
89. 80s.
Yeah.
Safely.
Technically.
Safely.
I like to say.
I had a friend of mine who,
Fringe
when he
80s.
Had... This is going to be a little visual. It kind of sucks. So, when he took the Hot Wheels and he would make them do a jump, he would, like, shoot them forward in space, then pull them back a little, then forward in space, then pull them back a little, then forward in space, then pull them back a little. And I was like, what the hell? And he's like, so the jump lasts longer. Like, I was like, that's amazing.
That is
like, I was
amazing.
Like 7 years old. He's like, so you pull it back, the jump lasts longer. So he's like...
Oh, he's using the principles of bending space-time.
Yeah, exactly. But I was like, imagine you watch that in an actual like action movie. Just see the cars like, boom, forward, back a little bit.
Yeah.
Just keep showing it. So like, so the jump lasts.
I'm fairly certain they did that in like every time TJ Hooker jumped his car. They just cut away to different shots of that
him
car
just flying
in flight.
Forever.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, I want to say that Kane debuted in 97.
That's got to be around
so
there.
So you're probably like 8... Circa, you getting a Kane figurine.
Right.
That's about right. Okay.
I mean,
were you
I
trying
have
to,
no...
Were you spending this whole time trying to find that?
You know, for a second, I thought you were a little too old for a Kane, like, toy. But I'm buying wrestling toys now, so really, that's
a
moot point.
I think I have a Kane toy still, too, and, you know, I was 12.
Can I be honest? I don't know why, but I don't remember my childhood very much. You know, little memories, little, like, a room, and I remember
and
that
like
I have...
And you're, like, 24. Like, your childhood
oh, man,
was not long ago.
I don't know why, but I don't remember
he did
up
a till, lot
like,
of drugs
high school.
In his childhood.
I mean, I don't know. Have I done more than other people who can remember? My childhood is, like, it was a long time
ago,
point, I think.
At this point, I'm starting to suspect your potential Judaism, like...
I'm what?
I'm starting to suspect your potential Judaism. Like,
oh,
I think
I
you might have made that up too. Like I think it's like a false
right.
memory potentially. Like
you're like
just
like,
trying to
really
be.
I don't remember my childhood. Yeah. I might not be Jewish.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be
maybe
interesting,
a,
guys.
Maybe I just had a best friend who was Jewish, and I just remember these things.
Yeah. Now that you mention it, I've never. Have I ever been in a synagogue? No, I have. I remember going to my friend's bar mitzvah.
There
so
you go.
I was 13, I guess.
You should start tattooing.
So I remember that pretty well. 13. I should start. You know what?
And then
it's
go
decided.
Backwards through your life.
Was
go,
there a theme on the bar mitzvah? Was there a theme? Do you remember?
Awkward, uncomfortable. No, there was no theme. Just
just the bar mitzvah. Yeah.
Just uncomfortable bar. But my favorite part, you got to throw candy at them afterwards.
Sounds
like
delicious.
Hey, and you're supposed to kind of lob it up in the air, but.
Everybody goes overhand.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Even like the kid's
let's
grandmother.
Let's put a bunch of 13-year-olds and tell them to throw things at another 13-year-old. See how that goes down.
Yeah, right after singing in another language.
Question the second.
Question the second. Favorite drink to Dan.
Favorite drink? Just in general?
Yep.
Oh, boy. I really, you know, this is like childish of me. I really like Dr. Pepper.
God damn,
Dr. Pepper's really
answer.
Good.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
I mean, I don't want to drink it all the time. I can't drink it first thing in the morning or anything.
No,
but I drink. I drink coffee.
Morning, noon, and night.
I drink water, and I drink Dr. Pepper.
I was like, you're limiting.
I don't drink
yourself,
juice
though.
Really.
It's the trifecta.
Though I'm a big coffee fan in the morning
coffee, water,
and a big Dr. Pepper,
Pepper
fan at night.
Water in the middle.
Now, Scott, do you want to chime in with a different one? You don't have to. You can say Dr. Pepper as well.
I'm going to say knockoff Dr. Peppers, like Dr. Skipper.
Dr. Fago?
Dr. Fizz.
Mr. Pibb. Have you had Dr. Fago?
No.
That's a thing.
I love knockoff Dr.
Man,
Peppers.
That's
they,
funny.
They all have doctorates. It's...
Except
wonderful to
except
see
for
all
Mr.
the PhDs Pibb. In the soda industry.
Mister, yeah.
Mr. Pibb is just a mister. He's like, he...
Is Mr. Pibb a
well,
Dr. Pepper knockoff?
Mr. Pibb is... like
it's
I remember,
exactly Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, it's, I didn't know that.
Exactly Dr.
Pepper.
But it's Coca-Cola is Dr. Pepper.
I've never tried Mr. Pibb.
It's only in the States.
But it's still exactly 80s. Dr. Pepper. It's not even like a shitty knockoff. It's... like, I remember I was like...
yeah, it's like 23 herbs and spices.
Yeah.
Herbs and spices?
That's what... have you ever read the label of Dr. Pepper? It says a secret blend of 23 herbs and spices.
It doesn't say... no, that's KFC. There's no herbs in Dr. Pepper. There might be spices
yeah,
and flavors.
It's like an herbal drink.
There's no way it says...
yeah, no, I believe the herbs
thing.
Thing. No, because...
23
herbs
and
spices. 23
herbs
and spices.
Yeah, it's like a brio. It's like same deal with brio,
I don't believe
right?
you even
it's
a little
like,
bit.
It's like a Jägermeister. It's all
yeah,
herbs.
It's...
yeah.
Got an herbal component.
It's just a bunch of sugar and then herbs.
So
I'm changing my answer. I don't like Dr. Pepper anymore.
In conclusion, though, I like to think that Mr. Pibb is just like a weird back alley doctor, but like who doesn't have his doctorate,
mm-hmm.
but still does the operations. Like if you're in
yeah.
trouble with the mob or whatever, you need to get like a bullet taken out, you go see Mr. Pibb.
Yeah, Mr. Pibb lost his license for like some
exactly,
some odd conduct.
Yeah, shady doctoring practices, I remember.
Exactly.
What was the first one you mentioned, though? Dr. Skipper?
Dr. Skipper.
That sounds like pepper. That's pretty close.
Yeah, it's the Safeway brand, Dr. Pepper.
That's amazing.
Dr. My Skipper. God, that stuff, it's the only beverage that's ever absolutely killed the taste of toothpaste in your mouth. Like, you could brush your teeth and then wash it down with Dr. Skipper, and all you taste is Dr. Skipper.
What the hell is Dr. Skipper?
We just fucking said it. Oh, my God.
Pay attention to your own
just
podcast.
Said it was the Safeway version of Dr. Pepper.
Safeway, Jesus.
You guys like Safeway around here in a state province
Safeway.
That doesn't have Safeway?
Safeway.
I'm a big fan of Giant Tiger. Is that like Safeway?
Giant Tiger's my favorite thing in the world.
Me too.
Because he's also your favorite wrestler in the world.
No, well, it's my favorite thing before was my favorite wrestler. So.
Third question, and this is like really important that you don't think about it for very long.
Super
best
important.
Time ever.
Besides right now.
Best time ever.
Oh, I was going to ask Scott first.
Does this limit, like, sex out of it? Because
no,
that's pretty good.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But it needs to be a specific time, and we'll need details.
I had sex with a girl once. The rest of it's hazy. I'm drunk a lot. And high a lot.
Was your best sex ever? Was just nothing special?
No, no. Was, God knows it was probably the worst sex ever for her, but...
for you.
But it was, like, the last time I had sex, and that was awesome. And that was months ago.
Is there anything that made it the best time ever? Was it just the last
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I was having sex. That was pretty much it. I don't really have any
follow-ups.
So you're
saying that, like, if you...
you told me not to think about
no,
it.
No,
this
no.
is the if first thing that came to my mind.
My follow-up question is, if you kill it at the Holiday Hoedown Thursday at the Wheel Club, and some woman's like, I'd like to fuck you right away.
Yeah, new best moment. Yeah.
Exactly. Then I ask you on Friday morning, what was your best time ever? You're like, last night.
And be like, yeah, I killed doing comedy, and then I had intercourse with a lady.
Okay.
But can I ask, did you... was your performance good, in your opinion?
From what I remember, it was.
Right. Okay, good.
Dan, same question. Best time ever.
Oh, boy. You know, I have no idea. Best time ever. I remember the first time I got stoned with a friend of mine. We were in high school, and we're... you know, it's like the giddy kind of... what did we watch? I think we watched... I remember exactly what we watched. Saturday Night Live.
So when,
with
you, get stoned,
Hugh Laurie,
when you get stoned, your memory
Beck.
Gets real vivid.
Yeah.
With who?
Can't remember Beck. My childhood, but when I'm
Hugh
stoned.
Did you say Hugh Laurie and Beck?
Yeah. And Beck did a musical performance where all the percussion, where it was like five guys at a dinner table with like forks
oh, it was
and
nausea.
Spoons. What?
Was it nausea?
I don't know. I've never...
I think it was. I think, was there puppets?
Yes, there was puppets.
I actually know what you're talking about, yeah.
That episode,
now
I remember
Stoner
laughing
podcast.
Really hard at this Fred Armisen skit. Like, you know, 16-year-old stone laughing where it's like you're crying and holding your side, laughing all the way through a commercial. Like, my mom was out of town, and we, like, smoked a really small joint and on our balcony because we didn't want the smell to come into my mom's house. And that was a long... It's kind of pathetic that that's my favorite
time.
No,
that's awesome. That's great.
But
it's
a great answer. Boy, that was a really fun time.
Yeah, I agree. That sounds awesome.
Oh, and the last time I had sex, too. Yeah, it was really nice as well.
No, the last time I smoked weed was pretty good,
too. we have interchangeable answers.
Having sex and smoking weed. If you guys... If Dan and Scott, if you guys start a podcast, just call it Having Sex and Smoking Weed.
We're going to have sex and smoke weed the entire time with each other.
Exactly. That's all that podcast is about. So this is a question. What? Do you want to... You're giving them a spot? Are you giving one of them a spot?
Four!
Walter keeps giving me the Four Horsemen sign from...
Rush the Fourth.
Ric Flair's stable, the Four Horsemen.
Short-lived stable.
Here's a hand signal. Four. This is submitted from Montreal. I'll give Walter. Who is he?
Who are we talking about?
Your arch enemy?
Oh, this is a guy that's been on the show a couple times. Not a good guy. His name's Adam Ryder, and he makes movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, he thinks he's kind of a big deal. He whatever.
He's very humble.
He's
very,
like,
well spoken.
He pretends like he's one of these, like, nice dudes, just, like, humble and stuff. He's not.
Right.
Okay.
But he submitted a really terrible question last time.
He wants to know, on a scale of sunshine and lollipops to the trenches of the Holocaust, how much of an asshole was Walter during this podcast?
During this podcast or during that podcast? Because they didn't listen
to
that.
No, during this podcast. How much was an asshole was he to you?
In that spectrum.
Oh, boy.
First question goes to Scott.
Considering that I invited both of you guys
Sunshine.
You're very close to Sunshine. He only had one lashing out at me. So.
Yeah, that was hardly lashing.
He only lashed out at me once.
With this dude, you would not consider that a lash out. Like.
I know. It was a very nice ripping
so
on
So close
me.
To Sunshine because he only lashed out at you once.
Yeah. It's a good night with Walter.
He's not that abusive. He only lashed out at me
once.
He's
sober still, so like, I haven't gotten that kind of mean yet. So
That's good. So close to Sunshine. If you were to stay close to Sunshine in a
scripted
way.
I'd say, like, if he was Icarus, his wings are melting.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
Daedalus would be like,
I was like, wait. I was like, because of that analogy, Walter, do you have anything to say to Scott that might change his opinion?
No, nothing that would...
That analogy...
I mean, it would just be more shitting on what's-his-face, so...
Adam.
That asshole?
Adam.
Sure. I don't know who this is, actually. So.
Real joke.
Real piece of shit?
Real.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sounds like
he's super not. He's really nice. He's a super chill guy that Walter just shits on. For some reason, he asked...
You don't know him.
For some reason, he asked to be on the podcast a second time, and Walter shit on him some more. So when you guys want to come back, Walter might shit on you.
No.
Same question not. To Dan. Dan or Daniel? I've been calling you Dan. I feel bad.
Either one.
Okay.
It's really either one. Yeah, I'd say, you know... I mean, I feel weird giving you a full 10, but, sunshine, and there's one cloud that kind of passed through the sun at one point. I didn't like when you made fun of Scott. I didn't appreciate that
at all.
What did
I say? I can't even remember. What happened?
When he called your Judaism into doubt?
I think he called my answer to a question.
That's perfectly fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a silly. I didn't mean that.
So
yeah,
there
it was a really good answer.
There was a cloud at one point, you know... I want to say I'm sorry.
I invited you here under the guise of friendship and good times, and I just want to say I'm sorry if I made it weird.
You know what? 10 on 10. 10 on 10, full sunshine.
Full sunshine lollipop.
I have like a tan now.
See, Adam, this is what I'm talking about.
What if you had diabetes?
What if I had diabetes?
And sunshine and lollipops is terrible because of the lollipops.
But the sunshine is probably pretty good for him still.
Maybe it's like, you know, like a gluten-free, sugar-free lollipop.
What a gross lollipop.
See, Adam, all you need to do is play a little bit of ball, man. You just got to play a little bit of ball.
Play with Walter's
just
balls.
Just play with...
Yep.
The old ball and chain.
Now, here's where you guys need to deliberate of your own.
Right.
And come
you
up
talk
with
amongst yourselves
question.
Ever so briefly.
Okay. See, I was thinking of like a real, serious... Like, I want a real answer from whoever answers this question next.
About the Armenian genocide.
You know, not like some like bullshitty question like Adam.
I mean, more like a philosoph, like, you know, about ego or so. I don't know, something like where they have to get really deep inside themselves.
Ask them a nice Freudian question.
Yeah.
About their ego.
Yeah, or yeah, you know, like, do you think you're worth? something, you know, something like that. Do you think you're worthy of
how much money
of being
do you think
here?
Wait, no.
Yeah, or like, you know,
we had a question.
What's your own self worth?
Well, we had a question a little time ago, a couple weeks ago, which was how much money would it take for you to stop doing the thing you love?
Mm. 10 grand.
Walter kept.
My God, how much money would it take for me to stop making money? That's what I love.
Yeah. That's the only thing you love.
Yeah, I only love making money. I'm from Wall Street.
I'm from Wall Street,
I'm
British
Gordon
Columbia.
So is that a good question? What's your self-worth?
I like that, yeah.
What's your self-worth? That's going to be heavy. Do we have any idea who we have lined up next, Walter?
No. A shrug.
I hope somebody with very low self-worth.
What do you take me for?
We might be taking a break, yeah? Like, we talked about
that.
As a
that
couple?
Sound good.
No, but like 1 week. You said you were like, I don't want to get fucking jam a fucking podcast into my New Year's holiday ritual. That was your words.
When did I say that? Because that sounds like drunk Walter talking.
You might have been drunk. It was Friday. It was Sarah, you were at our house. You were at my home?
I said that?
Yeah, you were like, are we gonna take like a week off or whatever? I know.
Whatever. Anyway, I can find someone in a pinch. I mean, that's not like how I normally book this podcast.
Usually there's like
they're booked. I mean, I booked you guys like weeks ahead of time.
You guys
right?
got called in August.
I think so.
Yeah.
People were still golfing at Scott's.
That's why I forgot about it. Till today, because it was from August, the last time we talked about this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was going to point out that don't take this in any kind of the wrong way. That one of my favorite visual gags that happened was when Scott, who is wearing the exact same clothes that he was outside, who said he slept until 2:30, forgot about the podcast, and that sleeping in was a little bit of a bummer because he didn't get to smoke joints all night. Pulled out an iPhone and was like, "Hey," and like checking his schedule. And I was like, "Wow."
I don't have a schedule. I just pull it out to look like I'm busy.
It's like I don't have a schedule.
So
just to see that
honestly,
nobody texted
like,
you.
Like nothing comes up on my phone. I wish that like people would text me or like my phone would just schedule things for me. Mm. Like you should probably get a doctor's appointment today. Go to the doctor. I wish my phone did that.
Being like,
you should just set, like, alarms for yourself so that it, like...
That's a good idea.
You know, like, every... Like, 4 times a day so that you're with people. And like, oh, sorry, I just got a little message here.
Oh, yeah, like, gonna have to move that.
Yeah.
And then just postpone it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, just move it later exactly. in the day so it happens again later.
I should probably set meal reminders. I forgot to eat today.
Absolutely.
Speaking of eating, I want to do that. And I gotta be at a show in 40 minutes.
Oh
so
yeah, you're.
Can we wrap it? Can we wrap
well,
it?
We're.
Did we come up with a question? Was there a question?
Yeah, dude. What is your self worth? It's really deep.
40 minutes.
I wow, like I'm the only person who pays attention to the show.
What 7:30 show are you doing?
I gotta. I'm hosting the Nest.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
I'll be there probably like early.
Yeah. When I host,
you're doing works, right?
Yeah, I'm upstairs. So.
Let's meet afterwards for drinks.
Yeah. Really.
I'm gonna go home and watch Police Squad, which I only
I
realized
Police
was a show.
Squad.
It's hilarious.
Police Squad is what
it's Leslie like. Naked Gun
before
TV,
Naked Gun.
Yeah,
yeah
and it's so great.
Really good. Yeah.
Fuck, it's so funny.
So I'm gonna go home while you guys are doing that. I'm gonna.
Do you want to watch that?
My
sir?
Favorite gag in the world is when they bring up the title
Don't
of the episode
spoil it.
At the start of every episode and then say a completely different title. It's just the narrator with like the title of the episode on the screen, like the case of murder or something like that, and he's like. Murder for Hire!
He yeah. says what? Another thing. Who's in it?
It's Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen.
And
his partner. Who's his partner?
I forget. It's different than the guy from the movie. It's. I don't think
How
it's Jack
it?
Klugman. I think it's 1981, 2?
Yeah,
yeah.
Really, it's like before the original Naked Gun movies.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like what the Naked Gun
was,
came
yeah,
from.
They made Airplane, and then they did this, and then they did...
But not Airplane 2.
Yeah, it was 6 yeah. episodes long. That's how quick it got canceled.
And
it's
hilarious. It's amazing.
It's
I've
so
only seen fun. One episode so far. So.
Oh, God. There's one with Robert Goulet as the guest star. Also, the guest star dies in the credits of every episode.
Yeah.
And Robert Goulet is the guest star in one. It's pretty good.
That's amazing.
Sounds super fun.
So we're sending this one to bed now?
Home. Putting this one in the books.
Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you, Walter. Thank you. This was great. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Leland is probably playing his little jam right now.
Yeah, I think so. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah.
This is our holiday edition.
Maybe.
Sure.
We might jam one in.
We might jam one in.
We might jam one in on Boxing Day.
I hear Massimo's coming to town, so.
We might jam one in on Boxing Day.
Yeah. It'll be his return home edition. So,
yeah. I feel if we do another one, it's going to be my
house. Massimo edition then, too.
Plenty of eggnog, Christmas vacation. Guys, Ernest Scared Stupid is what
I'd
recommend.
You.
Ernest Saves Christmas.
No, I believe you're talking about Ernest Goes to Camp.
Scared Stupid is a much better movie.
Ernest Goes to Camp is where the Ernest franchise peaks.
I don't know.
This is like serious film criticism, right?
They drink milk. Or Miak. Miak. That's the funniest thing that ever came out of that, was the Miak jokes.
This has been Go Plug
Yourself.
I think
the funniest thing... Oh, sorry.
Wait. Oh, shit.
Go Plug Yourself.
You guys go Plug Yourself.
Episode 40-something.
We can keep talking
something
about
in the late 40s.
Ernest films after
I intend
the
to. Can't
stuff.
Wait. Can't
Cheers.
Wait.
Thanks, guys.
Happy X-Men.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Those sweet, sweet piano tunes you're listening to right now come courtesy of Leland Beckman and Oral Turpitude. Oh man, that was some great podcasting, wasn't it? Anyhow, be sure as always to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, add us on iTunes, buy our stuff, and basically try as hard as you can to make us happy in every single way possible. Of course, be sure to check back every day on 9to5.cc for comics on Wednesdays, podcasts on Thursdays, Scott or Sophie's art on Fridays, and seriously, we'll try as hard as we can to get Zombies and Loathing, Fuck Mondays, and Templars back as soon as we can. Thanks for listening, everyone.
9to5.cc. We're not working. Why should you?